The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All Star Vacation Homes offers you alternatives for your Disney vacation with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhomes near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Hi, this is John Pelkey, race host for Run Disney, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast. Good luck, everybody.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 2015 of the Mickey Miles. Welcome to episode, you're not allowed to laugh. Welcome to episode 2015 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We are podcasting live from the Living Seas Pavilion in Florida, in Epcot. And with me on the show, well, my name is Mike Scopa from WW Today and touringplans.com. And with me on the show is from UMass Lowell and New Hampshire, Michelle Scribner-McLean.
This is typically where we'd stop and start again. How are you today, Mike?
I'm feeling just like home. It's very tropical down here. So I think we woke up at 5:30, did not do the 5K. It's Thursday morning, and it was 38 degrees, but it was still warmer than up home where it was minus 25, whatever, with the wind chill.
I bow down to everybody who did the 5K. I could not. The cold is not my friend. I couldn't have done it. But I have a shout-out today.
You do?
Yes, I do. And it's to everybody here who's here at the Living Seas Breakfast with us. So let's hear it for you guys. So what's our topic today?
Well, can I introduce another
guest?
We have a guest. A very special guest, and she comes all the way from Squanami.
Really?
She comes all the way from the Northwest, and she makes everything, she makes all things that are impossible possible, and she is our hostess, and she might say founder of the feast today, Becky Mankin from MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome to the show, Becky.
Thank you so much, Mike. And it's pronounced Snoqualmie. There you go.
There you go.
Spell that for me.
I just learned how to spell Mankin, so I don't think I'm going to be able to say Snoqualmie. Okay.
Well, thank you for helping put on this breakfast along with Annette Owens. We appreciate all your work.
Absolutely. And as you know, we love to support your efforts. So MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is always behind you guys. And thank you guys for attending and for many of you got those wonderful group rates that we were able to pull off again this year. So thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. And I want to say for those of you who are not watching at home, Becky is sporting a very lovely Mickey Miles running shirt. So so what we wanted to do is we wanted to talk about a little bit about what's been going on down here. We went to the expo yesterday, and we actually ran into someone who will be a guest on a future show. All I'll say is one keyword, and you'll understand when you hear the show, and that keyword is Beetlejuice. So you'll have to wait and figure out what that means when we do Beetlejuice.
I'll just go ahead and tell them.
All right. Anyways. So we all know Rudy. We all know Carissa. We all know John Pelkey. John Pelkey was with Rudy this morning, I guess, during the announcing of the 5K. John is part of Disney Entertainment, and he also has worked at Universal. I don't know if he's still doing this, but he played the part of Beetlejuice at Universal. He's done a lot of things there. One of the most interesting things is that when he told me this yesterday, I said, you know, back in 1990, I was in Universal Studios, and Beetlejuice walked by, and I had my big VHS camera, and he talked into the camera. He said, I think that was me. So it's really funny. We're talking 24 years ago. I had met John Pelkey, and I didn't know it. But anyways, that was kind of interesting. He's going to be on the show. He does a lot of interesting things, so we hope to have him on the show. Anything else that we noticed yesterday when we talked to Jeff?
Well, I was very happy because I've met Jeff Galloway about 15 times. Yesterday was the first day he remembered who I am. He said, Michelle! And we love Jeff, but he meets so many people that he just never remembers all the different people. So, yeah, he's great. And he loves it when people come up and say that they listen to the Mickey Miles podcast. He tells us all the time, there's so many people who listen to the podcast. So he's a really great supporter of the show, too.
Oh, one more thing I want to mention. I don't know if any of you got to see Jeff, but he had his the medals there for his
virtual
half marathon. Well, yep. They held it the week of or the week after a reunion. And the medal looks a lot like the Coast to Coast medal, which was kind of interesting. And Jeff said, yeah, he liked the Coast to Coast medal, so he designed it like that. But one of the things we want to talk about is how you can get that medal.
Yeah, so if you sign up and run before March for the virtual Jeff Galloway 13.1, you can be a legacy runner, and I think it's $45 or $50, and you get this really, he said that when he got the medal made, he actually brought the Coast to Coast medal with him. It looks very much like the width of the Coast to Coast medal, so it's serious bling, and you can run at home, or you can, you know.
The whole idea of me bringing that up is that if you're running the half this weekend, you can earn that medal. So think about that.
Yeah.
Extra bling.
Becky's thinking about
something
it.
Something that doesn't do
it.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
something that doesn't bend.
Ask how many of you are doing Castaway Key Challenge. Dave and Mark, you're not doing
and
it?
And Donna.
Wow.
Donna, okay.
Many crazy people.
How many of you are doing Star Wars?
Wow.
We were talking last night, Becky and Michelle and I were talking about stuff, and one of the things that I would like to do, I'm thinking about doing, I don't know if it can be done, is I'd like to do this weekend, next year, maybe more than just one race, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four. And then do the Castaway Key Challenge, and then fly out to California and do the Rebel Challenge if I could.
Wow.
So that's a thought. I don't know, what do you think about that?
I think, we were talking to Becky about, what could we do next year to make this kind of, make the Mickey Miles experience a little bit more interesting, and you were saying something about wanting to do extra races, and I don't know, Becky had some ideas.
Becky always comes up with ideas. She's a bottomless pit of ideas. I can walk. And you know about this. One time we were walking through Epcot at night, and she said to me, "What would you like to do?" And I've mentioned a few things, and I think everything came true. So I'm afraid to say anything because who knows? I may like scuba dive, you know, in living seas with Mickey.
That's
a
great idea. I'm sure we can make that happen right now.
So Becky, what were we talking about last night that you thought might be a good idea for next year?
Yeah,
for
Becky.
Mickey Miles?
Oh, you're going to put this on me, are you? Okay. Well, we were thinking about trying to maximize your bling, right? And in order to maximize your bling, you're going to have to do all of the races here and then get on a plane and go all the way to California and get all the races there, right? But there might be something in the middle, like some carbo loading, I don't know, maybe at Apollo.
But there is no Apollo here.
Yes.
But there's Apollo.
One plus one is what?
Oh.
So
are you thinking possibly of a Mickey Miles podcast cruise?
I think that's what you were kind of leaning towards, yes.
What do you think? Do you think we should see if anybody out there in the audience, the millions that are here, would
we're
be interested?
We're putting them on the spot.
I know, it's right here.
Would be interested in a Mickey Miles podcast cruise.
So that's what we're announcing, that we are planning for next year after January race weekend. We're going to have a Mickey Miles podcast cruise.
You are the first to know about this. Becky, can we talk
about the logistics?
We can talk about the logistics. This was a very last minute.
For the moment.
We've been talking about it for a while.
The details for a while, but we've made the final decision just a couple of days ago. So yes, we are ready and prepared to book anybody who would like to attend the Mickey Miles podcast cruise by contacting us at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, mousefantravel.com, or if you already have an agent with us, contact them. And it will be the four-night on the Dream on January 11th, I believe.
That's correct, yeah.
Of 2016. So we'll have, of course, we'll be working with Disney to make sure that we all dine together, that we have a couple of special events on board together. And, of course, we'll have a 5K at Castaway Cay. So it should be a lot of fun.
The reason why we wanted to, we've actually been talking about this since maybe September and October, but we really did not decide on committing to this until last night. And one of the reasons why we wanted to talk about it so far in advance is that if anyone was considering it, we want to give everybody plenty of time to think about it, to save. We know how expensive trips are and signing up, so we thought it would be good to announce it, and we thought we would do it at this breakfast. So that's the deal.
And plus, you have really wanted to get back on a cruise after somebody gave me so much grief about cruising at one time.
If you know anything about Mike, he does every decision very, very carefully, and he did not want to go on a cruise, and Becky took him on his first cruise a few years ago, and he loved it, right?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
You're
no, really.
I know. Really.
How many people here have never been on a Disney cruise before? Wow. Oh, okay. So yeah. It's about a third.
Gone.
Yeah, I thought Liz had gone, too.
So this would be an interesting thing. It's sort of a community builder. It can be so much fun. It can be an introduction to a Disney cruise. What's nice about it is that you would be going with a lot of people who you know, because many of you who have been doing these races for a long time, you get to know a lot of people. And so, you know, walking, just think about what you do now. You walk around here, you see people. I see Tom, I see Dave, I see everybody, Matt, I hope I don't forget anybody, but I mean, I see you guys, you know, how you doing, blah, 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 how's the family, you know, what's going on, how's the business? So, I mean, and then we carry that over to the cruise, and I think that would be kind of neat, so.
And one of the things that Becky said a lot about cruises that she's done with groups is that you really get a chance to kind of relax, and everybody's not really at a frantic pace, right?
Yeah, that is one of the benefits of cruising as opposed to being in the park, because in the park, you're trying to get on rides, and you're trying to make sure not to miss people at this event and that event and this meetup. And on the cruise, it's you and one race and some meals together and time together, a lot of chat time. So there's a lot of networking opportunity just to sit around and do what we're doing here today, which it's great because you have an opportunity to meet the people who you talk about on the boards and when you're competing, and you can compare notes. And I saw a lot of people meeting people for the first time here. So there's a lot of that goes on, a lot of opportunity.
And then your room is only a 5-minute walk away, right?
Yes. No one has to drive. Adult beverages, not a problem.
and again, talking about it now, earlier I was talking with Mark Lorenzo. Mark is going out to Star Wars, and we're talking, Mark, about how much vacation time you're taking. So again, giving everybody ample time to plan, to think about it. I know I need money. We all need money. I need time to think about, okay, how am I going to – I need to figure out my vacation time, and I'm well in advance of next year. So in terms of saving money for this, in terms of saving vacation time, this gives everybody plenty of time to do so. So that's why we were going to announce it today. So
tweet it out, put it on Facebook, invite people, and we're going regardless. So
we've committed.
And I may have a really special surprise idea for this entire thing too that I haven't told you about yet. So
yeah, there's all kinds.
And we want Elizabeth to come too.
Yes. So I guess, is that it?
That's it.
Now?
That's it for this little mini podcast.
No other announcements. One last thing. How many of you are going to the Illuminations dessert party?
Yay.
Awesome. It will be fun. I bet it'll be warmer that night than it was this morning. So.
And yes. Better be.
I just want to thank everybody again for being here. We really, as you probably know, producing the podcast takes a lot of work, a lot of hours, a lot of time away from our families. But it's so nice to meet you and to hear you say you take us on your runs, or we've helped you in one way or another. That's why we're doing this. We want to help people learn about running and running Disney. And you're a fantastic community, and it's growing. And we really, really appreciate your being here.
Also want one more time to thank Elizabeth. She's been our rep for WWE Today for the last 25 years. And
25 years?
And, it's like 25. Hello.
And Elizabeth, thank you very much for everything.
Thank you.
Well, Becky, also, we love you, and thank you very much for being a very special part of our life.
Well, we really enjoy being part of your life because we have to do things like, I don't know, cruise and run 5Ks and, you know, follow all the instructions that you tell us to do because, you know,
exactly.
Tell me to go on a cruise and I'm going.
And I just want to plug one more time, please book with MEI because we could not do the podcast if it was not for
That's
MEI.
True,
they really
That's
support
true.
Us That's many, true. Many ways.
So for those who are here at the Living Seas Pavilion, especially those who have done the cold 5K, welcome to Florida, for Becky Mencken of MEI, Mouse Fan Travel, for Michelle Scribner-McLean.
And for our audience.
And for our audience, of course. I'm not going to do Yoda.
Oh, go ahead. Do it.
I'm going to sound like Fozzie Bear. I know I am.
For Yoda, thank you. See you, I will.
On the road. Bye-bye.
On the road.
So, it was down in Walt Disney World at the Breakfast with Friends that we decided to announce that we were going to have our first Mickey Miles podcast cruise, and we're looking forward to doing that next year. And Michelle, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, maybe we should talk a little bit, Mike, about why we decided that this might be a good idea. So for me, I know that Mike's been on a cruise. I've been on a cruise. I just came back from the Castaway Key Challenge. I think a cruise ship is a really nice place to get people together because people are close by. They can have meets. They can go back to their rooms. They can meet and have meals and drinks and things like that. But also the idea of coming together as a running team on Castaway Key, I thought was really exciting. And, you know, you can't go wrong with a cruise, and a four-day Disney cruise is it's a pretty cool thing. And having just come back, it makes me see, I was walking around the ship thinking we can have a meet up here, we can do this, we can do that, and I just think it's a cool idea.
One of the things that I've often been told, and I've only been on one cruise, and I haven't been on with a lot of people, is that it gives you an opportunity to really talk with a lot of people. And I know that there are times when going to Walt Disney World for an event and running around just doesn't offer a lot of time to get to know people. So I think that's one of the reasons why I was in favor of this. The other thing is that I really like to put a carrot in front of my nose and say, okay, this is what's waiting for you at the end of this rainbow. But, you know, think about things that you want to do beforehand. You want to get, you know, in better shape. You want to get, you want to do a lot of other things. Also, when we decided to do this, we wanted to give everyone a lot of time. We understand how difficult it is to take vacation time this time of year, and cruises are not, you know, they're not cheap. So that's the way of doing it. So we're trying to give everybody enough time for those who can do this, and just gives us a chance to not just take a cruise and not just be with people and friends and listeners, but also to get another race in.
Yeah, and I was thinking that on this cruise I did an excursion with some friends. We did snorkeling, so there might be a chance to do some of that stuff too, and, you know, during the sea day, do a lot of meets and things like that. So I'm very excited. I'm more excited now having just come back from the very cruise that we'll be doing next year, the 4 days on the Disney Dream. For me, it was just super exciting. It's a bigger ship than I've ever been on. I've never been on, been on the Magic and the Wonder. Just so fun. I can't, like, from beginning to end, it was just a really magical and fun experience. So we know that about 4 people have already signed up for the cruise, other than you and I. And how about we give people information about how they can sign up for this cruise and get a quote? Because you can get a quote and not commit to it for a bit. I think, you know, it's on hold, and then you need to put a deposit, and then from there on in, you can pay a little at a time. So how do you do that, Mike?
Well, the first thing to do is to, again, you know, we have as our sponsor, corporate sponsor, MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, so Becky has been working very hard to figure out how she can best
serve the Mickey Miles podcast community. And before you knew it, Becky had a link up. If you go to Mouse Fan Travel and you look on the left side of the page, you can see Disney Dream Mickey Miles Group 11116. That's when it begins on January 11th, 2016. And if you click on that link, you'll see the Disney Dream Mickey Miles Group, Disney Cruise Line, and there will be all kinds of information there about joining Mike and Michelle. Don't miss out. There will be there are all kinds. We already have things planned.
We do.
And there are, if you
but you have to book through MEI.
Right, you have to book through MEI. Mm-hmm. And there are a few clues that were planted during the Living Seas Breakfast podcast that Michelle, Becky, and I did. We have some clues about what would be included on this cruise, and we're not going to tell you because we want it to be a surprise. But think about what was said, and you can imagine. So this page is really good. It gives you a starting price, gives you an idea as to how much, and it gives you an idea of what you want to do. So we really appreciate Becky taking the ball on this and helping us put something together that's reasonable and going to be a lot of fun.
You know what I noticed today, too? Somebody sent me a note that they requested a quote, and they're a non-running friend. There's somebody who's been cheering for a lot of the racers. I actually saw these folks during the marathon, so that's kind of exciting, too. But we do have things planned. Before I got on this podcast, I was just emailing a buddy for a little help with one of the surprises. So we're really taking a full year to plan out all the different things. So I'm very excited.
Michelle, it's funny because I have thoughts, and you and I have talked about this offline. There are about a half a dozen people who are not runners who I think there's a possibility of coming on just because they're friends. They listen to the podcast, and they love to cruise. So going back to the very important key in all this, being on a cruise with a lot of people, it's really a different kind of experience because you're walking by, you're saying hi to everyone. So I think that's important.
All right. So anyway, if you have any questions, you can email us, Michelle@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. And our questions at MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we will try to answer them or ship them off to Becky.
And throughout the year, as we get closer and closer with solidifying our plans, we'll let you know what kind of events we are planning to do on the ship. So with that, this is Mike and this is Michelle saying we'll see you on the boat.
See you on the cruise. Bye-bye.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All Star Vacation Homes offers you alternatives for your Disney vacation with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhomes near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. And we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.